Russia's nationalist propaganda machine kicked into high gear after the 2014 annexation of Crimea sparked the worst east-west tensions since the Cold War. As Russian authorities shrank the space for independent reporting, one group of Russian journalists escaped the pressure by relocating to Latvia's capital, Riga.
Because, you know, a lot of white noise propaganda creates some kind of fake agenda. And we want to provide real agenda to our readers.
In the Baltics, authorities responded to Kremlin propaganda with temporary suspensions for Russian state media that incited unrest, but also by hosting independent Russian media.
By the way, also those Russian journalists who left Moscow, who left Petersburg, who left Russia and other cities, and who established their own media outlet here and who are also to some extent helping to tackle this propaganda.
Medusa aims to reach internet-savvy young Russians who, unlike 80% of their compatriots, are not yet hooked on state television.
These people have more chances to see another Russia. These people have more chances to see Russia without the, you know, the current government, the current president. So that's why we think that we have to invest all our resources in exactly into this audience.
A big focus is using humor to point out absurd politics and alleged corruption.
And the main thing we're trying to do, we're trying to make news interesting again, make news great again for the people in Russia.
In Lithuania's capital, Vilnius, a comedy news show called Hang In There recently began a Russian language version making fun of Russian politics.
Inspiration comes from our beloved Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, also Jon Stewart, Colbert.
The crowd-funded online program uses satire to reach Russian speakers and poke holes in Kremlin propaganda.
We are making fun of Russian politics and Russian government. And that's where the market is pretty empty, I would say, because inside the Russia, it's not advisable for your health reasons to be very critical or even a tiny bit critical of your government.
Like Medusa, Tapina seeks the next generation of Russians who mainly get their information online but are fed up with nationalist politics and could use a good laugh. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Vilnius, Lithuania.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.